as we start the second half of action. Lady Titans on the attack here into the hands of Carly Ohl. Ohl throws it left side to Ross Snowville. Down low, Jaylee True from the left block, and True has four on the night now. A good start there by the Lady Titans. I think that might be one of the best offensive sets they've had so far.
Absolutely, Tegan. I mean, like we said, they need to get True involved, and they really fed the post right there on that possession.
Isabella Tyson up top to Noonan at the foul line. Right side, Gracie Simmons fires a three. That's no good. Rebound ripped down by Josie Weirs. Lady Titans coming out with a little fire here in the second half, and I'm sure you're going to be happy to see that from if your coach, Jeff True.
Rally caps.
32-9 now is the lead for Burlingame. A missed shot by True is no good. Put back by Ohl is a little long. Rebound will go to Isabella Tyson. Good job crashing the boards there by the Lady Titans. Burlingame very patient, waiting that one out as Noonan turns and shoots in the lane, gets fouled and won. And Burlingame answering right back here.
I don't like just being passive and letting Noonan get position. You have to front her. They've had two girls on her. But you have to front Noonan, but she does an excellent job with her feet, really sliding around the defensive play.
Noonan gets the old-fashioned three-point play and has 13 on the night now. And I can understand being a little passive down low if you've got girls in foul trouble, but you've only got the largest you have is two girls with two fouls. That's about it. Well, I spoke too soon, as it looks like we're going to get a foul on Carly Ohl, and that should be her third. Ohl. Well, they're actually going to say that's her fourth.
I know she sat a majority of that second half.
It might have been a foul we didn't see. I don't know. Nonetheless, Josie Weirs tried to intercept a pass on the baseline, and it went through her hand and then through her legs and out of bounds. So staying here with the Lady Bearcats, inbounding is Kenna Masters. Masters to Noonan at the foul line. Now right side, skip to Simmons. Thought about the three. She'll drive inside the lane, or the arc, I should say, and then up top to Isabel Tyson. Now into the hands of Crook. Thrown to the left corner for a Cody Thurston three by Kenna Masters. That's her second of the night. Ball stolen away by Isabella Tyson and turned right back over to Carly Ohl. Ohl circles around at half court, shakes off the defense, and now gets into the front court. She'll pick up the drive. Now right side to Weirs. In the corner. To Ohl, threw it to True in the lane. It gets knocked down by Crook and taken away by Noonan. Noonan down the stretch. Layup right side is just short. Going for the rebound was Crook. It'll go out of bounds off her hands and back to Southern Coffee County with 5:57 to go here in the third quarter. 38-9 is the lead for the Lady Bearcats. Baseline pass intended for Weirs from Snowville goes off the foot of Tyson and out of bounds as Crook will take a seat. Into the lineup comes Emma Tyson. Emma, the 5'3 senior, has four on the night. 2 points in the first, 2 points in the second, and going for the steal again was Isabella Tyson, and she gets forced to the floor by Josie Weirs. Weirs will pick up her first. That is the team's third here in the opening minutes of the second half. Across half court comes Isabella Tyson at the top of the key. Now right side to Masters. Back to Tyson up top. Skipped across to Emma Tyson. Now left corner inside the arc with it is Simmons. She'll give it back to Emma Tyson. Left wing three. Thought about it but fell through. Another Cody Thurston three for the Lady Bearcats. Cody Thurston with Midwest Land Group, experience the Midwest Land Group difference. A foul on the Southern Coffee County in on the shot. Jaylee True will go to the line as picking up the offense should be Alexander Crook. Or actually, I think they're going to say that one's on Emma Tyson, and that will be her third as Jaylee True knocks down the first of two. Tyson in foul trouble here. Got to wonder if Coach Jeff Slater might send someone in to relieve her for a moment as True misses on the second. The rebound is won by Weirs, kicked out to Snowville as, I think Weirs might have caught some accidental elbow in the face. She seems to be in a bit of pain there. I think she just got a little snug on the rebound attempt. She pops up, she's all right. As into the Southern Coffee County lineup will come Cadence Gunlock for the second time tonight, the 5'6 freshman. Coach True speaking with the official as Weirs, I think, will take a seat. Oh, she's saying she can't see.
She got popped in the eye, I believe. So yeah. She lost contact or
I hope that's all it is. 5:08 left to go here. Weirs will take a seat. I think you might be right, Mike. I think she just got a nice little elbow to the face and the contact popped out. So see if she comes back into the ball game as Southern Coffee County back on the attack now. Gunlock has it. She'll fire about a 19-footer from the left side. That'll be short. Noonan will collect the board and hustle down the other way. Nice spin move into the inside the arc. Sorry, Mike.
I think she forgot which way she was going because it looked like she was about ready to take off for the opposite end.
Noonan will turn it over on the other end looking to find a teammate, and there was no one there as it went into her own bench. Turnover favors Southern Coffee County. It's 41-10. As Jaylee True fires over the top of Noonan and Simmons. Rebound will go to Carly Ohl in the backcourt. It was tipped into the backcourt. As Crook is getting set to check back in for Burlingame, Snowville will drive. Shakes off Isabella Tyson. Nice move there by Snowville. Stopped on a dime. It'll go to Gunlock. She almost turns it over, gets control back, then throws it into the lane, and it'll be a tie-up between Ohl and Simmons. Jump ball called as Alexander Crook checks back in for the Lady Cats, and here comes Josie Weirs for the Lady Titans. That's a good sign. Very good sign. Glad to see she's all right. Carly Ohl will take a seat with four fouls. Gracie Simmons to inbound in the backcourt. No pressure applied here by Southern Coffee County with 4:10 to go. It's 41-10. Burlingame leading Southern Coffee County. Gracie Simmons thought about a three for a long while. She'll actually kick it back to the left side. It goes over the top, fired by Emma Tyson, and we will get a foul call on the rebound. And it was not a favorable call from the SCC crowd. As going to the line to shoot two will be Alexander Crook, and Ross Snowville will pick up her third foul. Crook sinks the first of two. Crook now has five on the night, increases the lead 42-10. Puts up the second, that's good. A 33-point advantage now for the Lady Bearcats. 3:48 left to go in the third quarter. We'll get a foul on the other end. That one's going to go against Isabella Tyson for the hold. That should be her second, and it is. Team's second of the second half. Inbounds. Goes right side to Snowville. Overshoots on the three-pointer, but the rebound is grabbed by Riley Mathis and then turned over. And then a turnover for turnover as a travel called on Alexander Crook.
Yeah, it was a good offensive rebound in the corner by Mathis, and she just threw it right back up. Not really close to the basket. No. I would call it an attempted shot with a defensive rebound.
Mathis inbounds to Weirs, who's back into the game. Turns, shoots over the top of the defense, no good. Putback is also no good by Snowville, but she's fouled. So she's headed to the line for two, as picking up that offense will be Gracie Simmons. That's her first. Team's third.
Titans have done an excellent job of crashing the boards on the offensive glass in the second half. They had one in the first half, and they've already gotten five here in the first 4.5 minutes of play.
That's Snowville's first point on the first of two. Puts up the second. It's good as well. She is just the third Lady Titan to score here tonight after Josie Weirs and Jaylee True led the way. Out of the lineup will come Riley Mathis. Back in comes Cadence Gunlock. So out there for Southern Coffee County, I apologize, actually in comes Emily Christensen. Out there for Southern Coffee County, it's Gunlock, Weirs, True, Snowville and Christensen, as a three-pointer from the left wing by Simmons is a little short. Rebound will be picked up by Weir. She'll stop short of driving inside the arc on the other end. Up top to Gunlock. Now left side to Snowville. Snowville looking for an opening here. Gets it up top in the form of Weir. She'll fire a Cody Thurston three that's going to be well short of the rim. It'll fall out of bounds with 3:02 left to go. A turnover here to Burlingame, 43-12. In comes Kenna Masters to the scorer's table with 2:56 to go. Isabel Tyson left side to Kaylin Noonan on the Bearcats in. To Simmons, to Emma Tyson, to Noonan on the baseline. Top of the key back to Simmons, back to Emma Tyson inside the arc. 17-footer is on the way, no good. Bounced around and picked up by Josie Weirs. Noonan will take a swipe at it, then let her come across half court. 2.5 left to go in the third quarter. Going up for the shot was Snowville, and it gets tied up in midair, jump ball called. It'll stay with the Lady Titans as Masters checks back in. Tyson, Isabel Tyson, will take a seat, and we'll get a full timeout taken by Coach Jeff True. Or actually, nope, sorry. That'll be Jeff Slater. Nonetheless, we will go ahead and step aside for 30 seconds ourselves. You're listening to coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serves the worldwide valve market with the best product available and has the goal of being a one-stop shop for all their customers' needs. They're proud to be an integral part of the Madison community since 1977. Their continued expansion in downtown Madison is just another example of their commitment to the future. The firm is a strong supporter of the Madison schools and wishes the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs the best of luck in this year's Lyon County League Tournament.
Timeouts, once again, are brought to you by McDonald's at 1202 West 6th Avenue. Deliciousness at your fingertips. Order now on the app with mobile order and pay, and pick it up at the store. 43-12 is the lead for Burlingame out of the timeout by the Lady Bearcats and Coach Jeff Slater. Coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by Eagle Creek Quarry. Opening to the public in early February. Visit their new location just 3 miles south of Hartford for all your crushed limestone needs and Michelle's Tax Service of Burlingame. Offering payroll and bookkeeping service for small businesses plus full service tax and accounting. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840. Lady Titans back on the attack. Snowville fires a three from the top of the left wing, hits the rim and falls away. Rebound picked up by Masters in the lane. Hands off to Isabella Tyson. Tyson to Noonan, right block. Kick back up top to Masters. Now at the foul line to Crook. And we're going to get a 3-second violation in the lane on Noonan. Rare miscue there for Noonan. She's usually pretty mobile down low. Snowville leads it up across half court for the Lady Titans. Again, trailing 43-12. Shot on the way there by Christensen, and she'll be tapped on the wrist. Going to the line for two. And so far, the Lady Titans are shooting pretty well from the foul line, Mike.
Yeah, they're 4 out of 5 from the ballgame so far. And Christensen, a part of this talented freshman class that Jeff True is hoping to build upon.
I might have jinxed her on that one. I will take the blame.
9 times out of 10, Tegan.
I know. It's my fault. Christensen misses, puts up the second. That one will not go either. I can feel the angry glares already. That darn Trahoon kid. 1:55 left to go here in the third quarter. Baseline inbounds coming from Snowville as the ball went out of bounds off a Burlingame player. Driving inside with it now is Weirs from the top of the key. Fires a 5-footer from the right block. It looked short. It rolled over the top. Fell away. Noonan comes up with it. Snowville in a foot race with Noonan. Meets her down in the lane. And we will, oh, man, fighting for the ball where Noonan and Snowville, they both come down hard. Noonan smacks her head and falls on top of Snowville. And Snowville's down. I think we will, oh, she's hurt. We're going to go ahead and step aside here. We'll be right back with more coverage here on Country 101.7 FM.
Are you considering buying or selling land? Cody Thurston with Midwest Land Group can assist you through the process. Midwest Land Group is the fastest growing land brokerage in the Midwest and consistently sells properties for more money in less time and with less headaches than anyone else. When you work with Midwest Land Group, you get access to the tools and the resources needed to find the property for your needs or help you professionally market your property to the highest level. Call Cody Thurston at 620-794-1229.
Back to action here in White Auditorium out of the quick break there. Ross Snowville has gone to the bench holding her head, so we certainly hope she'll be okay as she had a collision with Kaylin Noonan on the Burlingame end off a rebound battle, and try and keep you updated on that situation as a missed shot from Burlingame leads to a rebound for Josie Weirs. Fires from the top of the key, no good. Jaylee True wins the rebound battle there, gets it back up top to Weirs. She'll drive inside. Right block, off the glass, no good, but she gets hit on the wrist, so she's going to the line for two.
Excellent take there by Weirs at the top of the key, driving in. That's probably the most aggressive we've seen SEC be since the beginning of the ballgame.
Probably the most aggressive we've seen Weirs be, too. Puts up the first. That one's good. She has six on the night and makes it a 30-point game once again, 43-13. Minute 16 left to go. If they can't cut into this 30-point lead, we will have a running clock in the fourth. As Noonan checks back in. Second shot, a little long. Rebound goes to Isabella Tyson. She'll lead it up for Burlingame. Now right side to Kenna Masters. At the foul line to Crook. Throws it in the lane to Noonan under the basket. It's tipped away by Jaylee True into the hands of Gunlock. And now we are back on the Southern Coffee County end with 55 seconds to go in the third. Weirs turns, shoots in the lane, no good. Rebound put back by Christensen is no good. Rebound this time goes to Isabella Tyson. Lady Bearcats back on the hunt for points again with 45 seconds to go in the third. Foul line, Crook, down to Noonan again in the post, goes up and in. Kaylin Noonan just padding her resume here tonight. She has 15. 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. It's 45-13. Burlingame over Southern Coffee County. Winner advances to Friday night in the championship semifinals as Madison Hovestat knocks down a pass and will lay it in on the other end, uncontested. Hovestat, that's her first points of the ball game. 7 seconds left to go, 47-13. A shot on the way from the right wing is no good by Riley Mathis, and time will expire in the third quarter. We'll have the fourth and final quarter of action coming up here shortly as Burlingame leads Southern Coffee County 47-13 in our girls' opening round matchup, number 2 versus number 7, right here from the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Thinking concrete? Then think Miller Concrete Construction. Miller provides complete concrete construction services, including paving, resurfacing, and foundation repairs. We're insured, licensed, and bonded. From foundations, basements, and concrete stamping, ice foundations, driveways, excavations, and all flatwork needs, the professionals at Miller can tackle any job on time and on budget. Call us today to schedule a free estimate. Miller Concrete Construction.
As the weather changes, so does your tire pressure. Let the crew at Kansas Land Tire and Service give your vehicle a free 21-point inspection so you aren't stranded along the road. From oil changes to tune-ups and preventative maintenance service to tires, Kansas Land will keep you going to the ball game or other special events. Stop by or give them a call for an appointment. Kansas Land Tire and Service, 6th and Prairie, 620-343-8473.
Back inside White Auditorium, taking your room, Michael Deeker, as we get set for the fourth and final quarter of action here in our girls' final opening round matchup of the night. Burlingame leading Southern Coffee County 47-13. We'll have a running clock here in the fourth quarter as the deficit over 30 points as Burlingame will control to start. Gracie Simmons inbounds into the front court to Isabella Tyson. Don't go anywhere after the conclusion of this game as we get a steal by Josie Weirs on the Burlingame end. 7:45 left to go. Weirs on the attack. Now kicks it up top to Carly Ohl. Ohl in the lineup with her fourth four fouls, and she'll travel at the top of the key. Turnover here to the Lady Bearcats. And I give Southern Coffee County some credit. I mean, you look at the deficit, obviously, you know, 34 points. It's pretty big, but, I mean, they've had some great moments as Weirs knocks down another pass, a great takeaway for Weirs, and she'll knock down the 5-foot jumper in the lane. Josie Weirs has 8 on the night. You hear Jeff Slater saying, take care of the ball to his team. Emma Tyson turns and shoots from the foul line. It was kind of a rush shot. It won't go. The rebound will be picked up in the lane by Ross Snowville, and Lady Titans are turning it on here a little bit in the fourth. Jaylee True in the lane. Fires the eight-footer. That's going to be well short. Rebound saved inbounds, but into the hands of Emma Tyson. Goes to Isabella Tyson now. Spin move to shake off Snowville, who is back into the lineup after what looked like a pretty rough head injury. She appears to be okay. Glad to see her back out there. As Alexandra Crook launches one from the right block and knocks it down. We will get a substitution in the form of Jocelyn Simmons. Before that, we'll get a 30-second timeout taken here by Coach Jeff Slater. A reminder, your timeouts are brought to you by McDonald's at 1202 West 6th Avenue. Feed the family with bundle meals. Get a $12 cheeseburger pack with two cheeseburgers, two medium fries, and 20 nuggets. Coverage of the 101st Lyon County League Basketball Tournament is brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial flat work or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. And Kansas Land Tire at 611 Prairie Street in Emporia. For car, truck, or farm tires, if you're out of air or need repair, these guys care. 620-343-8473. 6.5 left to go in this matchup. 49-15 is the lead for the Lady Bearcats as the Lady Titans are on the attack. We will get a and-one opportunity here for Josie Weirs. She fires one off the glass and in and gets tapped on the wrist in the process. So another chance for the old-fashioned three-point play for the junior. As she has already converted on one. We will get a substitution here for Riley Mathai. She'll take a seat. Cadence Gunlock, the 5'6 sophomore, steps back into the lineup as missing on the extra point opportunity is Weirs, but we will get a tie-up for the ball on the rebound. Jump ball. It stays with Southern Coffee County. Carly Ohl back in, looking for somebody down low. Gets it in the form of Weirs. Tried to hang one off the left side. It's a little bit too strong. The rebound will be picked up by Hovestad. Now into the hands of Emma Tyson. Tyson trying to get inside. Into the lineup now for Burlingame is the 5'10 freshman Kara Ross. And Ross got tied up with in the lane, I believe. And it'll stay with Burlingame. Emma Tyson inbounds left side to Jocelyn Simmons, the 5'2 freshman. Back to Simmons now to Emma Tyson left block. Has her pass knocked down by Weirs. Hustling down the other way. Gets contested by both Hovestad and Savannah Short, and she'll leave her four-foot jumper short. Rebound goes to the Lady Bearcats. Hovestad, top of the left wing. Tried to feed it down low to Kara Ross, and Ross loses the handle. We're going to get a full shift change here for the Lady Titans. Top of the key now, Carly Ohl. 4:27 left to go, running clock here in the fourth quarter. 49-17 lead for the Lady Bearcats. Weirs, nice feed by Jaylee True. Right block layup is good by Weirs, and she is in double figures.
She's looked good here in the second half.
She really has.
Really generating the offense, attacking the basket.
That's after she took a little bit of an elbow in the face earlier on as Hovestad gets a layup of her own on the other end. She now has four on the night, and as soon as that happened, it seemed like Weirs, you know, first of all, glad she was okay, but it really kind of fired her up, it seemed like. Jaylee True misses on a foul line jumper, and here come the substitutions for the Lady Titans. We'll get the 5'9 sophomore, Kenley Lind. Also out there, Emily Christensen will remain. She'll be joined by Kennedy Gunlock, the 5-foot freshman. Cadence Gunlock still out there, and they will also send out the 5'2 sophomore, Fa Soda. Missed shot off the inbound there by Cadence Gunlock. Results in a jump ball for Burlingame as the alternate possession. Fun fact, Fa Soda, the 5'2 sophomore, a foreign exchange student from Thailand. I was talking with Coach Jeff True about her earlier. Never played basketball, didn't know basketball until she came here to America. So really, he's been very impressed with how she's played, considering she didn't know the rules. So she's been a pretty solid player. Down low, Ross tries to save an errant pass out of bounds, and unfortunately steps on the baseline, so a turnover here to Southern Coffee County with 2:32 left to go in the ball game. Another fun fact, told me she was a judo expert. She was a judo competitor.
I bet she can take it, Tegan.
I have no doubt.
Judo probably can overtake the boxing club.
I was a wrestler at one point. I've mixed it up with some judo competitors before. They're no joke. I told him, I told Jeff, I said, I'd love to see that, just not here during this tournament. I don't think anybody needs to see any judo demonstrations here. As to the foul line goes Caden's Gunlock for two, or actually the 1-1, apologies, as Bearcats have put them into the bonus with the first foul by Madison Hovstadt. On the other end, shot is short. By Burlingame, rebound will go to Southern Coffee County, being brought up by Cadence Gunlock in a minute 45 on the clock. Turnover once again to Burlingame from Southern Coffee County. I think she was trying to find Soda on the baseline, and Soda just didn't turn fast enough to catch it. Left wing, Cody Thurston, three is good by Savannah Short. Short, the 5'2 sophomore. Lady Titans back on the attack. Short will get a steal on the other end. A breakaway up and good. Savannah Short, 5 points off the bench. Minute five left to go. Make it 60 seconds with a 56-19 lead. Another steal on the other end there, this time by Kara Ross. Ross will give to Hovestat. She'll stop at the baseline on the left side, throw it up top to Emma Tyson, fires another Cody Thurston three, no good. Kinley Lynn fighting for the rebound. It'll go out of bounds, last touch by Kara Ross, so it'll go back to the Lady Titans with 34 seconds to go. The Lady Bearcats will now advance to the championship semifinals to be played Friday night. 17 seconds. They will match up with the Madison Lady Bulldogs, who picked up a victory over Hartford here earlier tonight. That should be a fun matchup to watch as 6 seconds ticks down here. 4, 3, 2, and 1. And that will do it. Your final score, 56-19, Burlingame defeats Southern Coffee County. We will step aside for just a moment, come back with final stats and analysis as we get set for our final game of opening day here at the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. It is the Lebo Boys versus the Southern Coffee County Boys here inside White Auditorium. We'll be right back here on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
When it's cold outside, nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the cold, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories, and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales service and